When the sun no longer shines continuously on the Arctic tundra and shorebirds are embarking on their long journey back to their wintering grounds, nature's extreme makeover is reversed. No longer interested in attracting mates, shorebirds take on a duller look, which helps them avoid being detected and killed by predators while they are focused on feeding. It is at this time of year that biologists compile and analyze the data they have collected during the short, intense summer breeding season. Records of banded individuals reveal that some adults faithfully return to the same territories year after year, frequently pairing with the same mate as in prior years. Others rarely return twice to the same site to breed. Banded birds continue to provide useful information throughout the long winter months. Biologists communicate with researchers in other countries and learn via email of their birds being seen on staging and wintering sites far, far from the Arctic. Looking closer at the nest monitoring data reveals that shorebird numbers are affected by a variety of environmental factors. Hatching success seems related to weather, food availability, and lemming numbers. Why lemming numbers? The reason is that predators, such as foxes and jaegers, may switch from eating lemmings to eating shorebird eggs and chicks when lemming numbers are low. Another fascinating finding, revealed by laboratory analysis of blood samples, is that females occasionally mate with several different males when producing a clutch of eggs, although only one male helps to incubate the eggs and raise the young. More rarely, females may store sperm from a prior mating to fertilize eggs in a second mating. This only occurs in species where females lay more than one clutch in a single year. It's hard not to wonder if these unusual behaviors are tied to the extreme makeover individual birds undergo as they strive, under the pressures of natural selection, to maximize the number of offspring they leave to future generations. These and other mysteries are gradually being solved by biologists who are committed to understanding and conserving these tireless and rugged long-distance migrants.